Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
News this morning, American treasure Stevie Wonder will no longer belong to America. Stevie is moving to Ghana because things have gotten so bad here.
How bad that Stevie Wonder is moving.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to get really bad.
I know. I mean, I don't know an awful lot about Ghana, but if Ghana, if Ghana is better than this country, we're in dire straits.
Wow. To lose Stevie, who's next?
To put Ghana in perspective, their GDP is $67 billion. Massachusetts' annual GDP pre-COVID, $570 billion.
What's Greg's GDP?
It doesn't get to that high on my computer.
Speaking of Massachusetts,
this
texter is correct. When we are joined at 8:20 by Professor McCary, Charlie Baker's hair is going to be on fire.
Yes.
My hair's on fire, but...
Did you notice yesterday that New Jersey announced that they're going to allow fans in every building by March 1st?
Yeah. That's a couple days away?
Yeah.
Next Monday.
New York, the Bruins are going to play, Bruins are playing the Rangers, and fans will be in the building at the end of this week, right? Is that tomorrow, Ken?
Friday.
So... Why don't we have fans, some amount of fans at the TD Garden watching the Celtics and the Bruins at this point? What are we waiting for?
Right. You already reported that's happening.
No, it's not happening. Why hasn't it happened?
You said March. That was your report.
Every other state is opening up all around us. What are we waiting for?
Yeah, where is the, like, New Jersey put out that, you know, the government officials there have said, here's what you're going to be able to do. And I wonder if that, I know that it was connected to sports teams, but I wonder if that also means, like, concerts and things like that.
Well, England has a full opening procedure that has everything opened up there by May. Everything.
Right.
Gatherings of large groups of people, concerts, museums.
June 21st is their back to normal date. Okay. No legal limits on social contact.
June 21st.
Nightclubs will reopen. Ooh. Large events permitted in England.
Okay, I would take June 21st.
Oh, that works.
I mean, that's the best we can get, I take it.
And Greg, I think that we can't use New York as a good example because right now Cuomo is doing whatever he can to get people to like him again. So he's just going to open things randomly.
He's opening up movie theaters on March 5th.
Right.
So you'll be able to go to a movie with other people on March 5th in New York.
He's got a movie night with Woody Allen next week.
Him and Giuliani. And you would think because of we've always been connected to the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, the rest of the states in New England. Like, we've always been kind of connected in that area, especially with New York and New Jersey. It seems like our governor goes, all right, what are they doing? And whatever they're doing, that's what we're going to do. You would think that there'd be some type of in stone set date, like at least for the your governor Sununu said what Memorial Day?
Yeah, Sununu he said he's gonna open everything up by Memorial Day, and he's already doing it with the schools. He's sending everybody back.
Sununua.
So what would be the reasoning on why we haven't got any like at least type of concrete date that we can expect things to have, whether it's have fans, you know,
optics.
Thank you.
That is it, though. But if the rest of the country's doing it, what optics are you?
I know. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to be able to go to a New Jersey Devils game next week, why can't you go to a Bruins game next week?
Be curious, not judgmental.
Because if you're at a Bruins game, you're going to be judgmental.
Because I don't get the optics, right? Where are the optics when the rest of the country's doing it?
Can't happen fast enough.
Yo, he was mad on that one.
Yes,
He's like a teacher in school.
Can I issue my daily complaint about the vaccination website?
Yes.
So yesterday, I'm trying to book a vaccine appointment.
For yourself?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have many comorbidities.
Oh, I like it.
So
Can you slide me in there with you?
We'll do.
Okay.
And so there's all these different appointments today, yesterday, for the next day, that are available. So you get through the whole process.
Yeah.
You book it, and then you hit reserve, and they say, no, you can't book it because you have to book your second shot while you book your first shot, and our state hasn't opened up the vaccines for a month from now.
Yeah.
So yesterday, there were all these open appointments that you couldn't book at different Walgreens and CVS because you have to also book your next appointment so nobody could take those appointments.
One of the things that Professor McCary said in his Wall Street Journal op-ed is that people who have had the COVID should maybe say that they will go without the vaccine so that
the rest of the people can get it.
I'd be willing to do that.
Yeah,
I would do that for you people.
Wow.
That is how much I love you. I will go. I'm stating it now. I will go no vaccine. And I will venture. I will wade myself into. I will wade into giant throngs of the unwashed.
Did you hear
and
what
expose
Curtis,
myself to germs?
Curtis happening? Just admitted you almost killed him for a year.
That's worth it.
I'm with you on that. I won't hog up a vaccine
either. But when he comes on at 8:20, I think you're really going to be interested in what he is saying. Because, and this is a professor at Johns Hopkins, Ken. Okay?
What's he a professor of, by the way?
The guy knows his stuff.
See, here you go. Here comes the spin already.
You can ask him at 8:20 when he comes on.
Comes the spin already, Greg.
And he's got a book coming out. He'd like to plug.
But what he is telling you is that there are so many more asymptomatic people that have had this in this country. There's no possible way that testing would ever be able to determine how many people have had it.
Right.
And so we may already be at herd immunity right this moment.
Right. The only way to really truly get to find out, wouldn't everybody have to get the antibodies test, right, to know?
Yes. Yes. But even that is not. They keep changing the levels when it comes to the testing, which I want to ask him about. Hmm. This is Phil. Hello, Phil.
Greg L., how are you?
What's up, Phil?
Love the show.
Thank you.
I got to give props to Wiggy before I start. I switched over because of you, Wig.
I appreciate it, homie.
Love you. I just left the house going to work and saw an approval rating of Governor Baker at 79% with the way he's handling the pandemic.
70?
Who the heck are they polling?
79%?
79% with WBZ this morning, roll it back. 79% approval rating for Baker.
Wow. Hmm. It's not surprising, I guess, because people generally, when it comes to something like the pandemic, people kind of take what he says or what the actual governor, Mary Lou Sutter, says as gospel.
Right.
And I don't blame people for that, but 79% of the people in this state approve of the way in which the economy has been devastated, I guess.
At the Globe wrote yesterday that Mary Lou Sutters could be the fall person for the vaccination problems. That
she should be.
Baker may be turning on her to make himself separate from this whole thing.
I mean, let's be honest, they should take a good, hard look at what happened at the veterans nursing home, the soldiers' home. They should take a long, hard look at that.
Greg, I mean, how is anybody surprised by this? 79% was probably Kennedy's approval rating after Chappaquiddick. I mean, we elect people here just brainlessly.
I have faith in Charlie Baker.
I'm looking at the breakdown of the individuals who responded to that survey. It's 1,308 people, and their party identification is along the following lines. You can do with this information what you wish. 34% Democrat, 14% Republican, 46% Independent.
Right, and 100% live in Cambridge. All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for...
Oh, I saw that one.
The dumbest...
Immune...
of the day.
Damn, I'm drawing a blank. It's Bon Jovi.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right. Out of everything that happened in this country yesterday, Curtis, we have determined that this was the dumbest of the day.
Well, it is a dark time in America for many reasons, but one reason stands out. Gen Z is dumb. That population doesn't know a damn thing about American history, about world history, about anything. And this has been revealed in a viral TikTok where a U.S. history teacher revealed that his students thought that D-Day was a rapper, did not know who Helen Keller is, or what a Nazi was.
So they thought that D-Day was a rapper.
I like that name, though.
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to hear some of his music.
So we're going to hear from the audio on this TikTok video now.
Helen Keller is the Nazi guy.
No!
What Nazi guy?
I don't know. He's like a terrorist.
Helen Keller is a Nazi terrorist that is a male. Is that what you're telling me right now?
Yeah, I'm going to write Helen Keller here.
Yeah.
Right? No.
Are you thinking of Hitler?
Who's Hitler?
Helen Keller was the blind and deaf person who was fake. She didn't exist, but everyone believes she was deaf and blind.
What? She was fake?
Yeah, she was deaf and blind.
What Pearl Harbor was, if I say Pearl Harbor?
Is that a bridge?
Dude. Do you know what D-Day is?
Who?
D-Day.
A person? A rapper?
Yeah, he's got a collab with DaBaby.
I fear for the future.
There actually is a Canadian rapper named D-Day.
D-Day is a rapper, and Pearl Harbor is a drink. Okay.
Well, she doesn't believe in Helen Keller either, so.
I see.
We had a whole TikTok,
Wiggy.
I mean, are you surprised about this? When I was in high school back in the 40s,
yes.
it was mandatory that you could not graduate from high school if you didn't pass U.S. history. You had to take it junior year. Mm-hmm. They eliminated that. So are you surprised?
No.
I
passed it. My knowledge of history is abominable. So, yeah.
What about the parents? Are the parents teaching these kids anything?
So there's a parent out there that's really going to teach their 15-year-old kid about Helen Keller?
I talk to Brees and Julia about history stuff all the time.
Like, so what?
Because you like
what?
History, though.
Oh, I do. I love history.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's on brand for that. That makes sense for you.
But I would say most parents of teenagers are not sitting down there and going, hey, let me tell you a little bit about Helen Keller.
Well, they should be.
Helen Keller is one thing, but Hitler is the most evil man in the history of mankind, I think.
Ding.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Coors Light, official partner of your Boston Bruins. Coors Light, made for hockey, made to chill. Cam Newton, I Am Athlete Conversation with Brandon Marshall, Chad Johnson, Fred Taylor. This was Curtis's lead this morning. He believes this is a sign Cam is coming back.
You're on a one-year deal. Would you go back?
Yes. Hell yes.
Is there a chance you go back to New England?
There's always a chance for everything.
Y'all talking?
I can't say that.
You know, I got to play my hat.
Come on,
man.
So would you guess that they're talking? Why wouldn't they be talking?
Yeah, I bet they are talking.
Yeah.
Cam mentioning in a separate piece, he doesn't want to learn another offense, doesn't want to go somewhere new. I mean, not great bargaining strategy by him, mm-hmm. unless they already have a deal in place.
Mm-hmm. Is he insinuating that he learned the Patriots offense?
He didn't learn the terminology.
Oh, okay.
Difficult.
Celtics in Dallas tonight, 8:30 tip with the Mavs. They'll be on the second half of the back-to-back. Yeah, you like Luka?
Yeah, I do.
Three 40-point games in his last six, so pretty good chance he'll have another 40-burger tonight.
Tatum versus Luka will be nice. It's going to be, you know, the future of basketball.
Red Sox full squad day two today in Fort Myers. Cora is firing the team up. This is the biggest star in Boston. Back. Redemption story. Here's Cora yesterday.
With this one, I'm going to keep it to myself. It was a special one. It was a good one. I'm usually very open about these meetings with you guys. With this one, I'm going to keep it to myself. It was a special one. It was a good one. I sent the message that I wanted to. Haim did the same thing. Petey did too. But with this one, it was very personal for me, so I'll keep to it myself. Sorry about that.
Cora's like the savior guy. I mean, think about, it seems like all of a sudden people are like welcoming Cora back with open arms. Like, come on.
Well, he's, provided he didn't cheat when he was here, he's a great manager. He's proven that.
Did you ask Joe to send you a picture of the meeting and it came back as a selfie of himself?
Front-facing camera?
I'm going to publish the thumb video.
You have to publish the unfortunate thumb photo from the great Joe Castiglio.
He's got one of them flip phones, so it's a little bit hotter on those cameras.
I liked Fitzy's poll question yesterday. It's the first I've said this. What's the greatest redemption storyline in Boston? Cora turns the Red Sox around. Brad Stevens takes the Celtics to the finals. Belichick returns to the playoffs, or Tuca wins a cup. Pretty split voting there.
Yeah, I would say probably Belichick or Cora.
Stevens was the winner of the poll.
Really?
Can Brad Stevens be a redemption story this year?
Yeah. Good luck on that.
Good luck on that.
I'm surprised he survived yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle's lead yesterday, Mariners president CEO Kevin Mather has resigned after his Rotary Club comments.
Oh, you're out. See you later, Kevy.
Nice job, Danielle.
See you later.
Greg, have you read any of this Artemi Panarin story from the Rangers, their star?
No.
He had tweeted a bunch of anti-Putin stuff. He's pro Navalny, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, mysteriously, there was a published report in a Russian tabloid that he attacked a woman in Latvia a decade ago and beat her up pretty good. So he's taken a leave of absence. He denies the allegations, but obviously he's saying they're coming after him for what he said about Putin. It's pretty interesting.
I don't know. Be careful with Putin, boy.
Yeah.
So was this in some kind of a dossier, Ken, that your people obtained?
Yes.
Okay. Russian dossier?
I have a dossier in every man in this building.
Ken knows a guy that was in his men's steam room.
In other news, the Rangers
Dylan's
just...
and Chelsea.
Right. I got some new information.
What, Curtis?
No, it's not worth it.
Piggy just did an impression of some kind of a Russian gangster.
Russian gangster.
Okay. All right. Love Wiggy's impressions. Wiggy's impressions are great.
Yeah, what's the name of that place in Chelsea?
Dylan's. The Russian steam bath.
Is it still open? That can't be COVID appropriate.
No, I think they're taking very strict COVID protocol measures.
I'm sure they are.
FWB loves Dylan's.
Ken, I will call you later.
We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
By the time I came back, I didn't feel comfortable physically, skillfully. And a lot of that discomfort came pre-snap. Throughout those times, there was times where it's just like, hold on, set wide 80. Am I supposed to set wide 80? And I'm like, lost of, I'm thinking too much. Yeah. The offense kept going, and I was stopped and stagnant for a week, 2 weeks. Then by the time I came back, it was new terminology and it was new. I was like, hold on. But go back to level one. I wasn't just trying to learn a system for what it was. I was learning a, let's be honest, a 20-year system.
Correct.
In 2 months.
The words we say won't matter anyhow. Let's focus on tomorrow instead.
Says that what happened last season was because COVID fog.
I believe some of it was.
Of course you do. Missed a week and a half or whatever. I mean, he was able to Zoom, but maybe when it comes to Zoom, it's no substitute for a real human interaction.
Right. I mean,
and therefore, we're going to have to. Going forward, we're going to have the COVID excuse.
Jason Tatum's dealing with it.
Yeah, he said he was dealing with it from a breathing perspective.
Yeah, but it's affecting him.
Okay.
Well, Greg, you had it. I mean, did you feel like you were out of it for a while?
Not really. I worked right through it. I don't know if you remember.
Okay, Trump.
I have a question for Wiggy.
But I don't. I mean, maybe.
He's a survivor.
I mean, I feel like the biggest thing was, being tired. Mm-hmm.
Would you agree that it can affect people differently, and there are some people that might suffer longer effects, and it just affects them differently?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say.
The time that Cam was away from the team, the Patriots shut down the facility 3 times. Mm-hmm. So those were 3 days where Cam wasn't the only one away. They were all working remotely via Zoom. So how would that impact the terminology there?
Well, it depends on if they put in new terminology. I don't know what.
Well, right. If they did, everybody was home learning it the same way.
But it's a mental thing with him. If you listen to what he's saying, he says when he came back, he was experiencing discomfort.
Right.
You know,
pre-snap.
Right. So he was in his own head, it sounds like to me.
Right. Because he probably wasn't getting those reps. Right, he was missing some stuff. They were probably adding new stuff every week in the NFL. They add new stuff in, and so
what did they add that he?
I don't know,
out?
Curtis. I wasn't in the offense this season.
But why did he get progressively worse
every year? Every game, they add new stuff.
I agree with you, Wiggy.
So it's just like if a guy's hurt, right? Sometime a guy might miss a week or so because of injury. He falls behind a little bit.
Right, but you used Brady as the analogy. After the week, after their bye week, at the end of the season, they won 8 straight games,
right,
including the Super Bowl, because Brady continued to improve in a new offense.
Right.
Why did Cam Newton continue to regress?
Because Brady, A, is a better quarterback. B, had better weapons around him.
Okay, but he should be with whatever the weapons are. Cam got worse with the same team as he got more into the system. That tells me it's not the system, it's Cam.
I mean, I'm open to all kinds of excuses, or as we used to call them when LB was using them on the old show, explanations.
Reasons.
Reasons. I'm open to that. But
LB, what are you doing?
But I don't know. I don't know that Cam Newton telling you that because he was out of work for a week and they put new terminology in and he couldn't get it is a legitimate excuse for what happened last season.
But he's talking about the COVID fog. He mentions terminology. That throws you off. I think he's talking about the brain processes weren't working right.
Well, listen, there's a lot of people, I'm sure, who are listening right now who have survived.
Oh, here we go. Here goes Greg now.
So can you certainly call in and tell me if you experienced some kind of COVID fog which left you unable to perform your job duties.
A lot of people that we know, just have, whether it's been professional athletes, have said they've been dealing with stuff and it's affected their performance and how they've been able to come back from it. I mean, we've seen that in a lot of sports, and it probably happens with people all the time that might be still dealing with some issues. See, here's the problem, what makes you guys so fake. Is that you're not even saying that is a little bit of an issue. Even if it's a 10% of what Cam's issues were. Mm-hmm. You're not even giving him that benefit of the doubt. You're like, well, everybody could play through COVID. I mean, I don't know what I mean. Everybody had COVID. They dealt with COVID. Nobody else.
I didn't say everybody did.
But that's what you're coming across of.
Oh, okay. Did Michael Jordan play through the flu?
Here we go. Go to the greatest athlete of the second greatest athlete of all time, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan played through the flu, so now Cam should be able to do it.
I eat the pizza all by myself. Nobody will eat. Eat the pizza.
And Greg, honestly, it's not us, okay? It's not what we are saying. The reason Cam's going on this idiotic podcast with Brandon Marshall and Ocho Cinco.
Why is it idiotic? Because it's actually a pretty good podcast.
He's going on that podcast because he needs to get his name out there. Because every other team thinks like I do that Cam sucked. He was chucking at people's feet. Mm-hmm. And the only opportunity that Cam may have to start is with Belichick and the Patriots.
Everybody could play through COVID. That's what free agents do. Hunter Henry was on a podcast. That's what free agents do. They go on different shows and different podcasts, and they try to, turn the marketing sign on for themselves. Hey, I'm open. Come, here's what
That's what the Patriots were saying when he was chucking it at their feet. Hey, I'm open.
He's trying to do it.
Cam Newton needed Tony Robbins to help him manifest throwing the football into the receiver's hands. Just like Tony manifested Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl.
Tony and Master Co. He's a pranic healing guy.
This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
What's up, Paul?
Okay, so I'm listening to what all you guys are saying, and I'm scratching my head because the first two games of the season, I think you guys would agree, we were loving what we were all seeing offensively,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So Cam suffers, as did many other players. Well, of course, his position being more important, COVID. So what I'm not buying is the statement that he was not able to absorb a 20-year system after that. Because prior to that, just from what we saw those first 2 weeks, performance was great.
Yeah. So you're buying this excuse then. You're saying it was COVID.
No. I'm not buying that he didn't absorb that 20-year system because he had it. I mean, those first two games of the season, and I don't know if it's because we were, missing some personnel after that, at that point or whatever, that he needed to protect them. But no, he knew the system going in.
I don't know. No, I think probably Wiggy can answer this better than I. They probably dumbed it down for him from the get-go, right?
Yeah, they probably, eased his way in because I think he didn't have a real offseason. And I think Ken's right. The word everybody keeps focusing on with this Cam Newton thing is terminology, like, and rather than
being, that's because he said it.
No, but he says a lot of things, but that's the one word that everybody's taking and running with. It's about, and I think it's more so how that he had issues where it's just, I'm coming into this offense without having the time of an offseason, then having COVID, which was part of it, and learning a difficult offense is something that I'm trying to do in a difficult season.
We have some breaking news from science. Some COVID sufferers experience extreme issues when throwing the football with their right arm. That is a new thing. They lose. They lose their hair. Did you see that one? A lot of COVID patients apparently are starting to lose their hair six months after they have it.
Wiggy,
look at that bald spot there.
Nah, bro, I got it. I got that good juice up there.
But also, coupled with all berries. This, don't forget Edelman. Edelman played the Chiefs game. He was never the same after that. His last two games, Denver and San Francisco, he was a shell of himself, and then he was done for the year. That all came at the same time Cam's trying to come back from the COVID fog. And then it also in this podcast yesterday, he talks about N'Keal Harry being like a basket case, basically.
Yeah.
That was something.
We should play that audio.
I feel like I'm in a Cam fog because I cannot believe we're actually entertaining the chance that this guy could be back as the starting quarterback of the Patriots.
He very well may be, right. Curtis.
It is unbelievable.
He very well may be.
It's not to say that they weren't or that they can't be.
It's different.
And since we're being honest.
It's levels.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I do think, Doughboy, I call him, N'Keal Harry. He was battered. There's a real thing when they say the New England way, the Patriot way. And
now, what is that? What do you mean? I don't know what that is. Y'all play. Y'all know. Y'all tell me.
It's an aura where bro, you're a machine. Like literally, when I did one of the games, I gave them my routine. Bro, I'm waking up at 4:20, bro, just to be out of the house at 4:45. Driving down the highway, I'm walking into the facility at 5:15, kind of like 5:20. But at the same time, you have to compartmentalize your feelings, compartmentalize your personal life, compartmentalize everything to enhance your mental stamina. It doesn't matter about it's 8 o'clock at night. We have to watch film. We have to, you know, get these certain things done.
Yeah.
And it's
should have been watching it at 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night, apparently.
It's a good point, because the Patriots, when you look at the Patriots way, there are a lot of guys that might not get it their first year. Another guy that was similar to that we were ready to ship out of here was Stephon Gilmore. Think about Stephon Gilmore in year one when he signed with the Patriots. People were ready to ship him out of here. Bill made the worst decision ever. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. He stinks. He's chasing two. That gets Carolina game. He's chasing two wide receivers to the other side of the football field, right? And Steph, first year, sometimes it takes some time for you to understand how things are done here. And that's what it sounds like for Cam. So maybe Cam comes back in year two with
a completely different guy.
Yes.
He's like, yes, you've got it.
Yes, queen.
Yes,
I knew you were gonna say
yes.
That. I'm yes. Actually feeling like, yo, Cam is going to be, this might be lighting a fire under his ass.
this texter is correct. Who won the Masters this year?
Dustin Johnson.
Didn't he do it right after having COVID?
That's golf, though. That's easy.
Golf is easy.
Yeah,
golf's not a sport.
No, it's not a sport.
You don't need any mental focus.
No, it's competition. Yeah. Just hit the golf ball.
Okay. This is Ralph. Hello, Ralph.
All right.
Just don't throw it at the guy's feet.
Hello, Ralph.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Well, listen. If you watch Phil and Cam from the time he started with the Patriots and from the time he finished, for some reason, he had two braces on his shoulder, like around his bicep area. It looks like something you would wear as a tight end or linebacker where you cannot extend your arm. Is that why he was throwing the ball into the ground? Because if you look at his mechanics, they are way off. And it looks like he's restrained with those braces on his arms. So I don't know. Maybe he's got an injury he's dealing with.
Maybe he had to cover up some kind of a sleeve or something. Bill was...
I don't know.
I have no idea.
How about he just wasn't good?
Unless you're willing to give up three first-round draft picks for Russell Wilson. You know, that's a guy you could have.
Why does it have to be Cam or Russell Wilson? Well, how about just anybody else?
Because, see, it can't just be anybody else, right?
It can. Anybody would be better.
No, I wouldn't want Jacoby Brissett. I told you. The Jimmy G thing, people are pushing that. I wouldn't want Jimmy G because he can't stay on the field.
Yeah, I would much prefer Jimmy G.
So would you rather
Newton.
Jimmy G and no first-round draft pick?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Fraudulent.
I'm not building my team around
fraudulent.
Jimmy G.
Let's build it around a guy that can't throw passes.
But I'm not building around Cam. If you're bringing Cam back, that tells me
quitting on the season.
No,
that's what it tells me.
No, it tells me that you made a move to get somebody in the first round, a draft pick.
Here is Todd from Cambridge. Hello, Todd.
Hey, guys. I have a simple question for anyone who's ever played sports. If you have a hurt shoulder or a sprain or something like that, a hurt back, do you bring it to your coach's attention before the game and say, hey, I might not be 100% here. Maybe we should let the backup guy come in. Did he mention to anyone that, hey, I can't think clearly. I can't make a decent throw to save my life here. Or did he just keep it to himself?
He must have kept it to himself, or maybe he didn't know it because he was in the fog.
Wiggy tells us before the show every day that's the case with him.
He was deep in the COVID fog. All
Wiggy,
right.
Do they send in the backup guy, or do they jam a needle into the main guy and tell him to get back out on the field?
Depends on who the backup is. And in this case, if it's Stidham, jam a needle and send that starter back in there.
Speaking of COVID, coming up at 8:20, we will be joined by Johns Hopkins professor Marty McCary.
Johnny Hopkins?
Thank you.
Johnny
Hopkins. How dare you.
Can't wait for this quack.
Quack?
Hold on, I told you,
the spin is out, Greg.
This Doctors. Quack.
Ooh.
That's it.
All right, I don't know what his... Let me check what he does.
He was at Harvard, undergrad, president of the student body, did his residency at Georgetown. He's a pretty smart guy.
But he's a quack because his science doesn't agree with Fauci's science or what have you, right, Ken?
I'll hear him out. Let's hear him out.
And he's writing a book.
Anyway, He says that he says the U.S. will have the herd by April.
Okay.
And they're not telling us. The experts aren't telling us because they are afraid that we won't follow the guidance.
And Greg, Kim Jong-un has one thing in common with his brother Kim. They both like to censor the press.
Oh.
But before that, which is at 8:20, we'll get to the news with Danielle. And we'll hear about the HelloFresh delivery that didn't go as anticipated.
Not so much. What is that?
And also, there's been another gender reveal related death. How many are too many? That's what I want to know. We must stop the gender reveal parties.
One is too
I want
many,
them
right?
stopped
this
immediately.
Many is too many.
So we'll get to that. All of that. The news coming up next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Greg Hill Show
on Sports Radio WEEI. It's time for the news.
What?
With your host,
People's Orifices,
Danielle Murr.
This is the most 2021 thing I've seen thus far.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Very, 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 very long.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, where's Danielle?
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more when you visit their website, northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, never mind the state vaccination scheduling website. Evidently, Walgreens is also having some vaccination website issues. There are lots of locations, Walgreens in the state, that have doses of the COVID vaccine available to give out to people in the qualified categories. However, Channel 5 spoke with a bunch of people who said, hey, you know what? We just absolutely cannot schedule anything to get our first dose of the vaccine. Tom Mignone is from Falmouth and tried to log on to book an appointment, but had some issues.
It says, sign up for your second appointment. And then it says, oh, there are no second appointments available. We can't sign you up for anything, basically. I don't think they're doing anything malicious or anything, but I think they need to get it straightened out.
No, Curtis is going to lose it.
I think that was Curtis.
He sounds terrible.
Believe the military term is cluster F. That's what this whole entire thing has been. When is somebody going to be held accountable on the state level for the rollout of the vaccines and how horrible it has been? And you look at I was reading yesterday about West Virginia. They're doing better than full countries. They're like fifth in the world when it comes to getting the vaccines to people. They did it in all these little pharmacies, like hundreds of little pharmacies all over the state. We have the greatest minds in the medical community, in the bio community here in Massachusetts. And you know what? They weren't listened to. And I know this from a mole.
Uh-oh.
Mole.
This is breaking news.
Molly.
Good point. Greg Hill.
I know that there was an offer to assist. Sent. I know that the CEOs of the major bio companies that are here said, we will take our people, our nurses, our all of our people, we will give them to you to handle the help assist when it comes to getting the vaccines out. And a certain woman said, we got it.
Oh, wow. Somebody didn't want no help.
I have a simple question, Greg.
Yes.
So does people within the Massachusetts government sit down like I did yesterday and plan it and just test it, right? Let's see if it's working. Let's see what the issues are.
You're the tester.
I did it, and then you can't get either shot because they haven't set up the vaccines 30 days from now for when your second dose would be. That's literally a 10-second fix. You see that? Okay, that's obviously dumb. Let's get this fixed. But we're 24 hours later, and it's still the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is that actually humanly possible?
COVID-19-vaccine-plan-ma@mass.gov.
Does nobody at the round table go, hey, maybe what we should do is when people set up an appointment for the first vaccine, they can set their second one up right then and there.
Seriously.
Like that, you know, you always wonder about these round tables and trying to figure out how to get whatever it is out to people.
It's an absolute disgrace that this state is in the situation that it is in, considering we're the high-tech state, we're the bio state, we're the science state. It's a disgrace.
I know a lot of us watched a lot of TV over the past year.
Oh, what about Ted Lasso?
They're still using payphones in West Virginia.
It's a disgrace.
Hey, all right, come on, man.
Well, see what happens.
Well, come next Friday, it looks like Greg and Wiggy are going to be hopping into the car to take a road trip to New York City to go see a movie, as Governor Cuomo announced that movie theaters across New York City will be able to reopen for the first time since shutting down during the pandemic. Starting next Friday, they'll be allowed to reopen at 25% capacity, which falls in line with the rest of New York State, kind of like here where Boston and the state are doing different things. It's the same thing with Manhattan and the rest of New York State. But here is Governor Cuomo.
Movie theaters in New York will be brought in line with the rest of the state. 25% capacity, no more than 50 people per screening, masks, assigned seating, social distancing, staff to control occupancy, traffic, and seating to ensure compliance. They need the enhanced air filtration, ventilation, and purification standards that DOH has specified.
You notice when a guy is about to be impeached or worse, he starts opening everything right up. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
No large popcorn, though, because that encourages sharing.
Yeah. Correct. Can't have any of that.
Okay.
No D in a box either. one of the alleged Capitol rioters was busted after, shock and surprise, posting a TikTok rant. This had to be a drunk one. Suzanne Kay is the individual's name. And she was going off. She's got a Facebook page called Angry Patriot Hippie that she posts on. So I guess somebody saw the TikTok video of her drunk going off about the anti-FBI sentiments that she had. A tipster called the FBI like, hi, you guys might want to watch this. And then the Fed showed up at her doorstep. She was not happy about that, but we grabbed a little bit of the video so you could hear it.
Friends, I'm here to let you know I need a drink. Just got a call from the FBI. They want to come talk to me about my visit to D.C. on January 6th. I told them, bro, I ain't going to talk to you unless I have counsel. And being that I can't afford counsel right now, you're going to have to arrest me so I can exercise my rights to counsel. And being that you don't even know where I live and you have to ask me, I ain't talking to you either. You just spent 4 years persecuting a 3-star general with no evidence. You think I'm going to let you come talk to me? I'm an American. I know my rights, my First Amendment right to free speech, my Second Amendment right to carry a gun, to shoot your ass if you come to my house. So you following me. I don't care.
Wow. What an idiot. Thank God for TikTok and other social media platforms, oh, yeah, because we've been able to identify who the morons are.
Right. Terrible cover of that police song.
Yeah, that was a little tough.
However, the Lola cover the other day, Ken, I got a lot of feedback on that from listeners.
Positive feedback?
Yeah. Hmm. What was that band?
I don't remember.
Was it Rise or something like that?
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, Danielle. Sorry.
That's okay. No problem. Here's what I'm actually really excited about this morning is the airliner, the American Airlines flight that encountered the UFO on the flight between Cincy and Phoenix.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
It flew right over their head, right?
Yep. They said that it was a long cylindrical object. It looked like a cruise missile. It was going really fast over the top of the aircraft. Happened at the remote northeast corner of New Mexico. Whatever happens in that area when it comes to UFOs, I don't know. But we have some of the radio transmission from the pilots.
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us that, I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object. It almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast that went right over the top of us.
Wow. I love pilots. Jeez. Hey, do you guys have any training exercises happening that we don't know about? We just saw a thing.
I know. Anybody have a second pair of pants, by the way?
Seriously?
Oh my God. I would be, you know, wetting myself. Mm-hmm. So you think it was aliens? Space people? Of course.
They're here, right?
Yeah, Danielle.
They're here.
Yeah,
but they can't help us out with a vaccine.
Why don't we have dash cams on our planes? In all sincerity.
Right.
Because you could capture all these things.
Right. Yeah.
And wouldn't that be good for, like, the FAA if there was an accident? They could use the dash cam footage?
So they just
the pilots union probably would not go for that.
Yeah, you can't sneak the nip.
What are they doing here? They just getting intel? I mean, if they got things that can fly, what do they need to know about airplanes?
They're laughing at us, guys. Oh, they're not getting intel on planes. They're chuckling at us.
No, they're
like, look at these idiots.
They're just watching us.
They've been trying for years, and they finally came out with a SIM problem that we can't fix, which is the virus and getting people vaccinated. Right. So they're like, all right, this game is going so well, the sim, let's fly down there and take a look and see how long these idiots are going to try to figure out how to get everybody a shot.
The first words from the Perseverance on Mars were, I can't believe those morons still think Cam Newton can play.
Oh, my Lord. Jesus.
All right. What else?
Let's talk about the gender reveal death, because this needs to stop. We need to stop trying to outdo each other with various devices and all kinds of ridiculous things. But a 28-year-old father-to-be from New York died as he was assembling a device that was meant to explode and show either like pink stuff or blue stuff to reveal the gender of the baby. As he was putting the thing together, it exploded. He was killed. His brother was sent to the hospital with severe injuries. Like, we have to stop this. This is
people
insane.
People don't want to come to your party and you can make a big deal out of what the sex of your baby is.
Just post a video on Facebook that I'm not going to watch.
It's awesome that you're having a baby.
Right.
We all appreciate that. Nobody wants to be forced to spend hours while you reveal what the gender is. Do it the way people used to do it. Call somebody up and go, hey, we had a kid.
Right. We're having a boy.
Here's
a girl.
Wait. But people should not be dying in the name of that.
Ma, what happened to Dad? Well, he died at the gender reveal party.
How are those tolerated in 2021 when you have pink for a girl? I mean, that's very sort of, I don't know.
That's controversial.
Yeah.
That is controversial. There's a HelloFresh delivery in the UK that went wrong, and they're not sure if it's the case of a worker not being able to go to the bathroom or someone tampering with the product, but an individual named Oliver McManus on Sunday tweeted at HelloFresh, and he said, hey, HelloFresh UK, I'll keep it simple. Why have I received someone's bottled up, we'll say urine, as part of my order? And he posts a picture of this bottle that looks like it's full of waste, liquid waste. Some people on Twitter were like, no, that's got to be apple juice. And he's like, no, I'll send the bottle to HelloFresh. You guys can take a smell. It's definitely pee.
It's Mountain Dew.
Had a little wang to it. No, obscure reference.
Like. Did it have any sugar in there? Because it's getting taxed.
Yes, exactly. So HelloFresh responded, and they said, "We truly lack the words to describe how sorry we are because of this," and then sent an apology out to a bunch of media outlets in the UK. They're not really sure where the bottle came from because I guess the HelloFresh box was partially open when it got to the guy's house. So we don't know if it was a warehouse worker or someone along the route that maybe tampered with it. Not sure the origin of said
baby. The disgruntled employee is usually the explanation on that baby.
I can't take a break to go to the bathroom. Okay. All right.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, Monopoly, if you like playing it, if you like it getting involved in a really aggressive game that leads to a fight with your family for 12 hours, enjoy it now because Monopoly looks like it's going to be the next thing to be canceled.
Oh.
And it's because of the history of the game. You know, you had places like Boardwalk that you could buy on the Monopoly board.
Right.
And this all goes back to Atlantic City way back in the day, the early 1930s, where black citizens comprised about a quarter of Atlantic City's overall population. However, a lot of the beaches in the area were segregated and blacks were not able to go to a lot of places. So the conversation around this is saying that, you know, Boardwalk was not a place that was inclusive and in fact sought to keep blacks away from it. So this is not something we should be celebrating in the form of a board game.
And that's why Malcolm X Boulevard was so cheap.
Wasn't the wasn't Boardwalk just where the more expensive houses were?
Wasn't it Boardwalk and Park Place?
Park Place. Wasn't it? I thought that was based on New York.
I don't know what it was based on.
Park Place was based on New York, I thought.
But who doesn't?
So they're saying Monopoly is a racist game.
Correct.
Who doesn't love a game where the object is to completely own everything and push people out?
AOC doesn't like that.
Own up every piece of property except for the ones that are in the lowest.
What about risk? Is risk still okay? Because you're taking over entire countries.
You can't do that.
That was a good game
these days.
What about you sank my battleship?
Nope. I mean, is it, you can't too aggressive. Do that
one anymore? And Call of Duty is being canceled.
No, battleship is. It's only allowed to be played at the Henry household, the Henry Pizzuti household, to decompress.
So, and the Monopoly guy, he has aggressive mustache, and he wears a top hat.
Love so Monopoly.
Obviously a one percenter, like a mean banker, angry banker, wealthy guy. All right, so we're going to get rid of Monopoly. That is canceled.
Out.
Okay.
And no
as
longer.
And as I mentioned in my lead, the Jeep Cherokee is about to be canceled too. So we'll keep you up to date on what you're allowed to say going forward, I guess.
But good news on that, though, Greg. San Francisco changed course and is no longer canceling all of the Lincoln and Washington named high schools.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They were undergoing a name change for 44 different schools, and they have decided to stop that because some people said, hey, for actual learning in person before you start changing the names of all these places that were named for presidents of the United States. So, all right. Danielle, thank you.
Welcome.
Take a break. Just a quick heads up. Johns Hopkins professor Marty McCary, who says the U.S. will have herd immunity by April, will join us at 8:20 this morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.